And welcome back to Radio DMG. I am your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. And today, on this episode of Radio DMG, we have mostly music-related stuff for you. Not a musical rations, mind you, but some music-related stuff. We have an interview with the Double Clicks from Denver Comic Con, which we hadn't put up before because, honestly, when you listen to it, you'll realize that there are some audio problems in there. Pretty much the entirety of this is mostly noise. I'm sorry about that. Well, because we weren't really given a spot to do a nice, clean interview with. Over there at Denver Comic Con. So sad. So sad. But, whatever, that happens. That's something they'll probably work on in the future. But after that, we have an interview with Kazaa from NondesCon 2014. And that'll be it for this episode. We do have some more interviews, which we'll put up in future episodes of Radio DMG. I do want to recommend that people also check out Area DMG. We have something called Radio DMG Rewind that we've started launching over there, where we take just the interviews from these older episodes of Radio DMG, and then we spruce those up with a little bit of graphics, and we put that out there for you, our listeners, and also our viewers to enjoy. And that is what's happening today in this episode of Radio DMG. Again, I am your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and let's go ahead and cue the music. Welcome back to Radio DMG. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and I'm over here at Denver Comic Con 2014 with
the Double Clicks.
Hello, I'm Angela.
I'm Aubrey.
We're the Double Clicks.
They're the Double Clicks. Just in case our audience isn't familiar with who you are and what you do, who are you and what do you do?
We are a band. We have a cello. We sing about supervillains and love and sadness, staying inside, cats, Star Trek, and Mr. Darcy.
Oh.
And other things. That's not it exclusively.
Not it exclusively. So, what else do you do aside from the not it? You said not it exclusively, so I kind of wonder what the other...
You want me to name the topics of all of our songs?
No, not really. Okay. Just kidding. Actually, I mean, people can check that out on YouTube and on your tours and on your website.
Yes.
Right? And I do have... a quick question. I was looking through your bio. It says you guys are from Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Did you grow up in Portland, Oregon?
We did not. But we have been there ever since before the band started.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, where did you grow up?
We grew up in outside Boston and in Kentucky in a very musical family. And lived our lives as children.
We did.
Playing music songs. Aubrey picked up the cello and I picked up the guitar eventually, and then magic.
So, did you try other instruments before attaching to those ones?
Yes, I picked up the violin when I was 3. I think it was probably handed to me. I probably didn't pick it up. and then I played that for about 10 years. And then I was like, "This is boring," because it is, unless you're very good at it or care. So then I played piano. We both have done choirs forever.
Yes.
I played the drums for a brief period in high school in a band we had called Charisma. And I was the drum major of the high school marching band.
Yeah, you were.
Aubrey has played... You played hammered dulcimer.
I played the hammered dulcimer. I played bass guitar, and I played a snare drum for a little
Everybody
while.
Everybody get ready. We have 15 minutes until the doors open. 15 minutes until the doors open.
Guys, it's 15 minutes until the doors open.
Wait, is it okay? Doors open or closing?
Yeah. Oh, open.
I heard closing. I was like, what?
And now we're locked inside.
Oh, yeah, okay. We're totally locked inside. That's we're going to have to eat each other to survive or something.
We're going to drop one zombie. Okay,
there's still burgers at that burger place, I think.
Oh, for now.
We'll find a way.
Once the apocalypse happens, no.
You go straight to apocalypse. So
yes, yeah, absolutely. Totally.
Sorry, the convention's closing. We have to eat each other. I'm sorry, everybody. It's
absolutely.
Over now.
Yeah, well, goes into cannibalism. That's not the best electrical interference we've had from loudspeakers and stuff.
Yeah.
We've had
interviews where the fire alarms go off.
Oh, no.
It's like, it's fun.
Yeah, it happens.
But why did you escape from Boston?
Oh, I went to school in Portland, and it was awesome, so Aubrey came out there.
Yeah.
So what was your alma mater?
I went to Lewis and Clark College in Portland.
What was that?
Lewis and Clark College.
Lewis and Clark College.
Yeah.
What was your major?
I majored in international affairs, politics. Yeah. And that's not what I do.
Ah. Is it because, like, you majored in it, that's why you don't do it?
No, it's just because this happened. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
derail of all plants.
I don't have to have a real job. Because I do music all the time.
So, how did this happen, essentially? The serendipity of it?
Sure. So we've been playing in bands our whole life, but, when Aubrey moved out to Portland, and please catch me if I repeat myself, because I've done this story a few times today. What happened, Aubrey? You do it this time.
Okay. So I moved out to Portland, and I started playing cello in a bunch of bands, because Portland has a bunch of bands, and they all need cello. And I came over to visit Angela at college, and she was writing poetry at the time. She had just gone through a bad breakup and having feels and writing really funny songs to deal with it.
I'm hilarious.
She is. And she'd been playing guitar for her friends, and I said, let's go play guitar at an open mic with me and the cello and your awesome songs. And those people just loved it because it was completely different from what was happening with other people and their guitar and their songs. And it just happened to have, you know, World of Warcraft as part of the song. It was really fun, and we started playing shows for our other musicians, and someone approached us to record a demo, and then we got to open for Pollen Storm and meet a whole bunch of awesome nerds that make up the best audience, and they're just super supportive, and the rest has been an amazing and absurd way to get here,
yeah,
which
it's
has been
a crazy
so
few
great.
Years.
Yeah, especially like working with Will Wheaton, the people who make Cards Against Humanity, that type of stuff. Not bad.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of cool projects. And the most amazing thing is just the day-to-day. We get to make music with our lives. Our audience is very supportive. They crowdfunded an album for us. We get to do what we want because we're independent. So it's good stuff. And occasional interaction with celebrity is just gravy on top of it.
It's just, that's the little cherry on top of this whole sundae.
Yeah.
What's with the name?
The double clicks? Okay,
yes.
So double clicks.
I was thinking the double click of a mouse, but
yeah.
There's
some innuendo involved.
Yes. Yeah, okay, good. She said it. There's innuendo involved with that.
Yeah, we know that, but okay. We don't talk about it.
Oh, okay.
It's a nerdy thing. There are two of us. That's how it goes.
Yes.
It's a good band name.
It is.
So, what do you think of the convention so far of Denver Comic Con and of Denver?
Oh, we love it. We were here last year. We were at Denver Comic Con last year. We did a booth all weekend. We actually started filming our music video for Nothing to Prove, which is a Geek Girl song, right here at Denver Comic Con. It's great. There's kids, there's cosplay.
We're about to open the doors for ADA and Speedcast members, so everybody be ready. 10 minutes to the general public.
It's good fun.
It's really fun. There's a lot of people having a really good time at this con.
So, 10 minutes till the end of the world. Anyways.
Yeah.
What has been your general experience at these conventions and such? Like, I think what I was going to say there was, What's your favorite memory of interacting with the fans at these conventions?
Oh, that's a good question. My favorite... Oh,
there's been a lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good ones. Let's see. I met LeVar Burton at a con once. That was crazy. I love... People have come and introduced themselves to us and started crying. That's pretty weird. It's the opposite. It's the inverse of the LeVar Burton thing. I think my favorite is when we played a show at a convention once, and there were two little girls sitting in the front row, two blonde little girls with glasses that were like 3 and 5.
Yeah.
And one, the older one plays the cello, and they knew our songs, and it's just like a weird time machine interaction thing. Like, the message of our music is to believe in yourself and to not let people treat you poorly, and I like tricking people, tricking kids into listening to it on the premise that it has dinosaurs involved. And it's like, now you know about body image. tricked you. So that kind of thing makes me really happy.
Yeah. It's always fun to have a little girl dressed up as Doctor Who tell you, are you on my TV?
Oh, you from my TV? Yeah, that was probably the best thing ever, is that a little girl asked if we were from her TV. I was like, yeah, that's where we live. We live inside your television. And occasionally play a song for you. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, soccer, that stuff happens.
Yeah.
So, going back to, you mentioned that these are secretly, what you're secretly doing is tricking people into, well, self-esteem and such.
Yeah.
So, you know, dealing with bullying or just that general image that people sometimes in our culture tend to to get.
Yeah.
So, have you ever had to deal with any of that in your own life?
Bullying? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And heard a record of it in songs, because that's how I deal with feelings. It's much easier than talking about it. But absolutely, I mean, that's why we're in this community, and our song Nothing to Prove has the whole story. You know, I grew up, I didn't have a place to belong, found Dungeons and Dragons, found these people who were like, hey, we like these freaking weird stuff. It's like, oh, that's awesome, let's do that together. And you know, we got into making videos and with my friends and making movies and caring about zombies, and then eventually you get to the point where you aren't defensive about it, and you just embrace it, and you're just like, you can make fun of me if you want, but I'm happy, and if you're making fun of me, it probably means you're not, so I'm sorry. Let's have a powwow, get some Jamba Juice. You know, the rest of the Nothing to Prove song is then people who have been bullied tend to turn it around and try to fake geek girl shame people out of the community, and it's getting better, and we're all going to be okay.
Kind of like everything is all right. Everything is awesome.
Yeah. Everything is cool.
When you're part of...
Well, that's a song about brainwashing, so I don't know. I don't know if we want to go that far.
So, are you guys working on any current new what are your new projects that you're working on?
Sure. Well, this year we kickstarted, we asked for $18,000, we made $80,000, and so basically we got to throw into stretch goals every project we've wanted to work on forever. So our album Dimetrodon just came out on June 10th, Tuesday, and so that is finally done, and one would take a break, except we are in the middle of a YouTube project called Weekly Song Wednesdays, where we release a new song and video on our YouTube channel every Wednesday. We're going to be doing that till the middle of July, and then we have monthly song Mondays, we have monthly live stream shows, we have a kids EP coming up next year about women in science, we have a huge tour this summer and this fall, and let's see, I really want to play Wildstar, but I don't have time, so probably at some point I'm just going to take a month off so I can play an MMO. That's my plan.
It'll be like, it's for artistic reasons.
I'll write a song about it, it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can write that time off.
And you write that time off. Yeah, our friend Molly Lewis, who's a ukulele singer-songwriter, started making that joke because she wrote a song about Animal Crossing, which is a song.
You have to listen to our song.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I had to lose
my DS to stop playing, because I was just like, I'm gonna collect all the musical instruments from my Animal Crossing house, and now I guess I need to get them in all the colors. I was like, okay, no, this is not healthy. There's certainly something else I could be doing.
No, there isn't. Animal Crossing, it's life.
It's a good, I mean, Molly Lewis, I think her song is coming out soon about Animal Crossing. It's so good.
It captures it really well.
It's just, you know, it's a giant, stupid time suck, and I want to stop but can't.
Yes.
It's one of the lines from her song. It's like, but she wrote a song about it, so
she can write it off in her taxes.
Yep. So, one thing I love about conventions is there's this energy that you get at conventions. You notice that, right?
Mm-hmm.
One thing I've noticed about a lot of people at conventions is when they go to conventions, there's that huge amount of energy, that electricity that you just, you're supercharged at those conventions, you're happy, everything's great. But then people get out of conventions and they kind of tend to clam up and go into a bit of a shell. Do you have any tips or suggestions for how people can take that energy and electricity from the convention and apply it to their normal, everyday, boring lives? Like, how to take that energy out? To take that joy.
What we do is go to a convention every weekend, so that doesn't help. The same feeling that you get at a convention of hanging out with like-minded people, you can get by going to your friendly local game store, making friends, playing games.
We are preparing to open up the doors to the general public. Everybody make ready. The doors are open to the general public.
You can hire somebody to make announcements in your house.
Yeah.
And so it feels like you're at a convention. No, just like going to your local game store, going to your local comic store, finding nerds and hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Just wear cosplay in your house.
Sure. Blogging about it.
Blog, right, start a podcast.
Facebook groups.
I know people who, they live their life for that convention every year, and that's awesome. We just get to hang out and play games whenever we're not at conventions. If we ever had free time, that would be what we did. And I feel like it's the same thing, and it's a little bit more manageable because there aren't people pushing you everywhere.
Yeah.
But also you could follow Children Who Cosplay on Tumblr, and that if you have a problem, we'll make it better.
Yeah.
So, before we wrap up, is there anything you'd like to promote or pimp out to us, our audience? Let us know.
Sure. Yeah, like we said, our new album, Diametrodon, just came out, and we're going on tour. So if you check out thedoubleclicks.com or iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, that kind of thing, you can find our new album, which is really great, and produced by Mike Furman, who is amazing, and the album is good. And find us on YouTube, because there's just hours and hours of songs there, many of which are good.
And all our tour information is at
thedoubleclicks.com. We're probably coming to your city.
Most likely, if there's a convention every weekend. Well, thank you very much for the interview.
Yeah, thank you, Philip.
This has been Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, over here with...
Oh, Angela, the Double Clicks.
The Double Clicks, and good night. Welcome back to Radio DMG. I'm your host, Hope Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and I'm here at NonDescon 2014 with...
Kazuha.
Hideki.
And just in case our listeners are not familiar with who you guys are and what you do, who are you and what do you do?
We are a rock band from Japan, and I'm the singer and the bassist.
Mm-hmm. I'm guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guitarist.
So, I guess you've been asked this quite a few times, I'm sure, but how did you guys form your band?
We were working in other band, metal band, before together, mm-hmm. and me and him and our original bassist were together in the other band, and we, started this band.
As a side project?
We were having... How do you call difficulties
yes,
in
yes.
like music, and then we do stuff kind of differently, so we wanted to do something new.
Hmm. Have you always had an interest in music?
Yes.
What is the earliest instrument you learned how to play?
I
play piano. Yeah. I don't play piano anymore. I can't play.
Yeah, I started piano when I was like 3 or 4. Mm. And then after that, singing.
I noticed that this year you're playing a lot more bass. The last time you were at NDK, you played a lot more. You did a lot more vocals. Did you have to learn the bass for that?
Yes.
Did you have any difficulties in learning the bass?
Not too much. Just because I play piano a lot, you know, my finger like remember, you know, easily, I think. But it just, you know, for women, like a finger, you know, not too strong.
Yeah.
So it really hurts, you know, in the beginning. Because I never really played bass or guitar, like not much, just little guitar. But bass is like really thick strings, and it hurt really. You know, that's the maybe hardest part.
I noticed you write a lot of your songs, your own songs and lyrics. Could you describe your creative process for writing a song? How you go about it?
Yes. We usually work together. Sometimes he writes background first, and then I put the melody and lyrics. But some of the songs I, you know, use piano and then just make the melody first, and then he puts the background. So mainly he arranges everything in the background, all the drums and then everything. He arranges everything. So we, you know, work together.
Do you draw your lyrics from your personal life?
Yes, mostly, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, what do you feel the difference between touring in Japan and touring in the United States is?
America, touring most of the time we are driving.
Yeah, with people, I think, you know, well, driving is kind of hard. Yeah, everywhere, kind of far. In Japan, you can just take a train.
Yeah.
And all the venue has back lines already, mostly they have it. But here, you know, you have to bring your own gears most of the time. But I think the people, you know, more with the people, in Japan, they're into too much pop and, you know, idol music right now. They don't listen too much of, you know, for the rock music. So, well, some of them do, but here they more, how do you say,
more
high energy yeah,
rock. Yeah,
they love
less
rock.
Less Vocaloid, more Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, easier for us to. How to call.
Find an audience here.
Yes, yes.
What do you think of our roads, driving on so many of them?
Well, normal. It's like, you know, once you get out the cities, like big city, it's like nothing around, and then just driving straight, and then sometimes we fall asleep, you know, and we need to change, you know. Yeah, take turns and yeah.
A lot of the United States is very boring to drive through. Wow. Have you been through Kansas?
Kansas? Have we?
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Nothing for miles. Yeah. Right?
Nothing. Raining. It was like.
Yeah.
Thunderstorm.
Thunder. Oh,
there's
goodness.
No connection. I mean, internet. So. We couldn't use GPS.
Yeah, when we were coming towards here, like only like 20 minutes before Denver City, we
nothing,
could find the internet at last. You know.
Yeah.
Finally, like 20 minutes to the city. We were waiting, no signal. Like hour from city, we thought they already have some signal, but no signal. Yeah.
I'm glad you guys made it here.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of Nandescon so far this year?
We love it. We love the attendees and then staffs and then
Yeah.
I have a question about the covers of your albums. Mm-hmm. Where do you draw like the inspiration for those? Because most of them are they're portraits, but they're artistic or stylized. Is there is there any specific reasoning for the covers of your albums? Mm. Like, what's the message that you would like to get out from those?
I usually try to like draw something out of our music, so you know, something that people can, you know, how do you call, like imagine
yes.
listening to our music and looking at it. So yeah, it's a difficult question. Well, for me too.
Yes. Yeah. The easier way to put that would be, what emotion would you like people to feel when they listen to your music or look at the album, covers of your albums?
I think it depends on the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every song has, you know, different stories, but like total like one album, mm-hmm. it's kind of connected, you know, from the beginning mm-hmm. to the end. So from the jacket, どういうふうに言ったの？どんな感情っていうの？結構メランコリーじゃない、mm-hmm. kind of like a melancholy, how do you mm-hmm. say?
Melancholy, yes.
Yeah, and but you know, also tells about the life.
Mm.
So the reason we always put like my picture or whatever, you know, of course it most of the songs singing about the life. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
hard to explain, sorry.
You're on the cover to represent what you're feeling at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are there any artists in Japan or in the United States that you draw influence from?
Not really from Japan, but yeah, we have some common, you know, music, I mean, bands that we listen to, and that is, you know, band,
background influence is, I like old school, early 1980s, 80s rock music, like Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Seattle Grunge, mm-hmm. but I think our music is not like them. Some people says our music is really unique.
But I think
just because my influence and her influence is totally different.
We have similar bands, but like not exactly the same. So I listen to a lot of classic too, and then because I studied classic, so it's kind of like mixed together.
More like a mix of classic rock and more progressive, or the heavier rock from the 80s and 90s, like the Smashing Pumpkins and things like that, mm-hmm. right? So more like a little bit of like I said, the Bruce Springsteens of that era, and then the Smashing Pumpkins or Dandy Warhols or Brian Jonestown Massacre that time.
Okay.
Yeah. Since you've been on quite a few different tours and cities in the United States, are there any that you haven't visited yet that you would like to visit?
Detroit?
Detroit.
City.
Yes. Yeah. Seattle.
And what else? Ixcarne. We've been to a lot of them, yeah.
Well, what are your favorite cities so far?
Denver? Denver and Phoenix.
Mm.
We like New York, but too many, you know, traffic.
Too busy.
Too
much traffic.
It's like Tokyo.
Mm.
Reminds us of Tokyo, so not too much.
What kind of restaurants have you run into on the road that you like?
Japanese restaurants.
We always want Japanese food.
We sometimes see like a hibachi.
Sushi or ramen noodle.
Teppan.
A little taste of home.
Comfort.
So, what are you guys working on next?
Next, we are trying to book the long tour, like national, going around in 2015. So right now, figuring out which cities we're going to stop by. Right now, it's not in a line. It's just going back and forth, different cities. So we're driving too long, but we're thinking about, you know, stopping more places, and then hopefully next year, next album. Yes. Third album, yeah.
Definitely a third album.
Yes.
So, how do you feel that, because of the internet, it's possible to get your albums from iTunes and other things whenever people want, so you're never really sold out online. Do you feel this is a positive for music, or do you feel that it makes music too disposable? Because it's easier to get a hold of it.
Yeah. I wish everybody can get the physical CD, you know, not the digital. So it's right now too much about iTunes and then the. So sometimes it's good because, you know, in any other country, people can get like song by song. But yeah, as a musician, we wanna sell the record. I mean,
because like the record is the experience. It's all of it's there.
Yeah, and I want them to listen to all the songs in order, you know, hopefully. But yeah, it's good and bad, I think, yeah.
So, are there any instruments that you do not currently play that you'd like to learn?
Oh,
any instruments?
Cello.
Cello. Maybe even ukulele or something.
No. Ukulele is, I think, much easier than guitar.
Than cello.
I want to play drums if I could. Yeah.
So, thank you very much for talking to us today. But before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to promote or tell us about that's coming up?
We actually, of course, have the Facebook and, you know, what was that?
Twitter?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But actually, Twitter is, you know, we don't use too much until now. We kind of started using it. So we don't have much follower yet. So we want to, you know,
people to follow people you on to, Twitter, yes.
Yeah, look up, search on us more in Twitter. Yeah, because we kind of have hard time tweeting, you know, in English, but, you know, we're trying to, yeah.
I think you guys are doing a good job with your English.
Oh, thank you.
That's why we don't have a translator here, because we were confident in your English abilities.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So, anything else to promote?
Please search us on
Facebook.
Twitter.
Oh, where are you guys going next?
Next, Nashville.
Nashville.
Yeah.
Excellent. That could be a fun drive.
25-hour drive.
He's already counting.
We have a local live show with the local bands in Memphis and Nashville. So we go stop by at Nashville and then Memphis, and then we still have a few more conventions.
Oh yeah, very busy. And thank you for giving us this interview.
Thank you.
My name is Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and I've been here at Nondescon 2014 with
Kazuha
Hideki.
And thank you very much. And thank good
you.
Night.
Thank you.
I hope you really enjoyed all of that. This is Philip Wesley, the Mile-High Mouth. You are, of course, listening to Radio DMG, and we have wrapped up today's show. So I hope that you'll be back again maybe next week for more Non-Descon 2014 coverage, as well as news you can use. We were going to do a quick review of the Kaza album for this, but looking at the amount of time that would take, we're just going to shove that into a pocket newsity, or rather a smaller, brief newsity feature here at Radio DMG, because we can do that. We have those little five-minute things, because quite honestly, it'll take about 5 minutes to do that, and I'd like to make it its own separate thing. I know, right? It's like we're being selfish. So anyways, here's what I would definitely recommend that you do. If you are a fan of Radio DMG, make sure that you sign up for our WordPress stuff so you can comment on all of our stuff. Also, definitely check out dmgice.com, that's dmgice.com, for your basic needs. Radio DMG, again, radiodmg.com, all one word. You can see us on Facebook at Official DMG Ice, Twitter at DMG Ice. You can follow us on Google, plus DMG Ice. You should also check out Street Pass Aurora, that's sparora.com. Also check out animationisart.com. And you can check us out on Flickr. So make sure that you like us, subscribe, etc. Go to Area DMG, that's AreaDMG.com, if you want to check out all of our awesome videos and upcoming Radio DMG rewinds. We'll be back again actually later this week because we have this really awesome musical rations to commemorate the release of Hyrule Warriors for the Wii U. So come back and like that, or come back and download that. And of course, I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. You are listening to Radio DMG, and you are now caught up.
One more time, sorry. What was that in the beginning?
Oh.